does the goodness of the shepherd also come out in this thought of the mutuality of knowledge? It says, I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. In verse 14, I'm the good shepherd, know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. So it would appear that the character of the goodness of the shepherd comes out because of that mutual exchange of knowledge of one another.
The Lord knows, even at this very moment, as we're all sitting here together, who His sheep are. We can't assume that every person in the room really is His sheep, but we pray that it may be so. But He knows our hearts, and He knows your heart. We cannot deceive Him. We cannot even try to deceive Him, because we will fail. He knows His sheep. That's a wonderful truth. He is known, and we know Him when we are His sheep. We know Him as our shepherd. And that is a great blessing, you know, that He will care for us, whatever the need may be. We all have needs, you know, and sometimes we have wrong needs. We look for things in this life to make us happy and satisfy us. But these satisfactions are only temporal. They don't remain. But the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus is permanent. If it's a reality, and I'm sure it's a reality in almost every heart here, and He knows us, and He knows me, He knows you, and He will never forsake us. He will always seek us out. You can drift far sometimes, you know, far from the Lord. He will not forsake you. He will seek you out, and He'll remind you that you are the one that He is seeking, and you are the one that He died for. So this is a blessing for all of us to have that assurance. We've mentioned security several times already. You know, people like to have security in this life. So they buy all kinds of gadgets to keep the thief out. But if those gadgets aren't working, nothing's going to change. The thief will get in. But the Lord is that perfect one who will keep us from falling and will help us if we lean on Him. And this is what delights His heart. When we know Him as our shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who gave His life for me and for you.
He knows our names too. He knows His sheep. Names are important in Scripture. The Father's name. The name of the Lord Jesus. So every one of His sheep He knows by name. Mary, Martha, Lazarus. He knows our names. And we hear His voice and we follow Him. He leads us out. Leads us out of what? Well, if we were Jews, He leads us out of Judaism, something new, to Christianity. So if we're in a system of men, He leads us out of that. Into the one flock. Not a fold. Fold has security, but no liberty. In the flock you have liberty. Go in and out and find pasture. What a wonderful shepherd He is, the good shepherd, who laid down His life for the sheep.
Just wanted to make a slight distinction just in the passage, that verse 11 to 15, and it just goes to show the Lord Jesus Christ as the good shepherd, that the security that comes on behalf of those who were Jews. From it, I think from verse 11 to 15, He's speaking to Israel as it were there. And if they are even in the fold, that as a good shepherd, it is life He laid down for them that gives security. When we come to verse 16, however, the other sheep, it is the Gentiles coming in. However, the basis upon which they come in is the very same. It is that He lays down His life. He's still the good shepherd. So we need to make that distinction. Whether it is Israel or whether it's Gentile, it is the same good shepherd, and He lays down His life. But He goes further, because now the Jews come into a greater blessing. You are no more in the fold, but it says that I will have one flock now. And the one flock there takes in both Jew and Gentiles. And we go to Ephesians chapter 2, I believe, where you have no more, you have one new man, and they all come in through the Lord Jesus Christ. So I make that distinction just so that we may know that 11 to 15, it's really speaking about Israel.
And again, we need not to forget the underlying that we have here, which is love. After all, the natural thing is the sheep to die for the shepherd. That's what it is. Sheep will die. It's a sacrifice. The sheep is a sacrifice that you offer on behalf of yourself. But nothing, never heard of. It's the other way around now. It is, who has a greater value? Is it the shepherd, the man, or the sheep? Normally speaking, creationally speaking, man has a greater value than a sheep. But here, he would esteem us of a greater value, if I could say that, than himself. And he is willing to lay down his life. No one has power over his life. That's what the wise man said in Ecclesiastes. No one has authority over his spirit. But here is one who intrinsically, because he is God, had that power. He said to Pilate, you have no power over me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. But look why he was laying down his life. It is because his love for his sheep. That's unthinkable. That's never heard of, that the love will stoop down to such a level. And you don't want to forget that, that the motivation was, he loved me, he loved you.
Is there a distinction or difference between giving your life and laying down your life? The reason I ask that, I wonder, listening to the Lord as he is speaking here in verse 11, you take what the Lord is saying in 12, he's saying that he is not entirely, because his conduct is not the same. And if I can just read that, he that is entirely, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming. Here is one, if it's a matter of security, that will stand between the wolf and the sheep, giving his life. And he says, the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The Lord, in effect, is saying, as far as security is concerned, I'm not leaving, I will be there. And then we have the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. The guarantee, as far as the security of souls, our souls, the Lord is saying, he careth. And I wonder, is there a distinction between giving his life? You know, you and I, we know the scriptures. We suppose these things. Perhaps, as listening to the Lord, perhaps I don't understand what the Lord is saying to you. How can you give your life and still be there? How can you give your life and provide protection between the wolf and us? How can you give your life and care? And I just wanted the brethren to develop that thought. I think laying down your life brings in some other thoughts that only God can do, only the Lord Jesus can do, because he's bringing in the thought of resurrection, and it has to be brought out. Can we get some help with that?
Of thoughts in that area. In the preceding verse, verse 10, he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When he says he's the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, and we quickly see that that gift of life was what he did on the cross. But Galatians 2:20 says, the life I live by the faith of the Son of Man who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's his life. How can it be that a man can die and still give his life? Because that's the life we live by, not any other life. So it's a dual, beautiful dual picture here. And I think what's also wonderful about this, in the last chapter you read about a blind man. He gives sight. We who were once blind and deaf, not just seeing him. What's beautiful, I think, is the intimacy of hearing. Even perhaps in times when there's great weakness and ruin, you have this still small voice that we can hear. And that's, I believe, when he says he's the good shepherd, we're given through this life, through the ability to hear and see, we're given the ability and grace to do what it says in Romans 12, to prove what is the good. He's the first of everything that God gives us. Mr. Jarvie uses the same thing in both verses. He lays down his life for the sheep. I appreciate your thought. He gave his whole life for the Jewish nation. It's true. But he uses the same verses. In verse 11 and then again in verse 15. He laid down his life for these Jewish believing sheep, as well as us, other sheep, Gentiles. So thank God for that.